Hi there. The word for you today is, get your shaker ready. In Matthew 5, verse 13, the Amplified Bible, Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, you are the salt of the earth. You know, we keep trying to find happiness the wrong way. We attempt to find it by getting instead of by giving. Love must give. It's the nature of love to do so. Paul says, Ephesians 5, verse 2, live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Love is all about giving of yourself and sacrificing to meet the needs of others, practical needs as well as spiritual needs. Some of us are so religious that we see no value at all in meeting people's everyday needs. But that's a wrong concept. Love for God is the root, but love for others is the fruit. Paul writes about the fruits of the Spirit, the characteristics we need to express or practice with one another. There are 9 of them. Let me spell them out slowly, one by one, and listen to them carefully. Okay? It's expressed through encouragement, patience, kindness, courtesy, humility, unselfishness, good temper, gentleness, and sincerity. That's Galatians 5:22, the fruits of the Spirit. So we've got to actively seek ways to show our love, especially in little things. Jesus said, you are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its taste, that is, its strength, its quality, it is not good for anything any longer but to be thrown out. Think about that. Salt is like love. It can heal, purify, preserve, and enrich the lives of others. But it's useless if it's kept in a shaker and not sprinkled around, right? The truth is, all of life is tasteless without love. Even acts of generosity, done out of obligation, but devoid of love, leave us empty. Love is the energy of life. It should be the reason we get out of bed every morning. Each day can be exciting and meaningful if we see ourselves as God's agents, waiting in the shadows to sprinkle some salt on all the tasteless lives we encounter. So get your shaker ready.